Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got Joanne Blackbeck on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Joanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of the top salesmanship experts in our Brain Trust and actually in the world. Her book is called No More Cold Calling. And she's here to talk to us about how to combine sales and referrals and social media together. What do those two things have in common, and when do they conflict? Joanne, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's always a treat to talk to you, and this time of year especially.
So I was asking Bill Seward a minute ago if he thought, sitting here near the end of 2009, that just being able to anticipate surviving 2009 and opening your doors 2010, if that isn't a reason to celebrate. What do you think?
Well, yeah, well, I think that's great. And as you know, I've been talking about the downturn since 2008 in April. So my belief is that if people haven't done a ton of work in 2009, then they're probably not going to be around in 2010.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah. So give us an example of what that work needs to look like.
It means tripling your activity. So for me, I took my own advice. I thought that was pretty good to do, Jim. And I actually tripled my activity, and I looked at what I was doing to build my business and said, you know, I've always gotten referrals. I build my business exclusively on referrals, but I'm not working this hard enough. So I reached out to tons of people I knew, and we talked. And the good thing about the downturn that we've been through is that people were so willing to talk and have creative ideas, and everybody wanted to hear what the next person is doing. So mm-hmm. I learned a ton, and I was able to contribute to them, and then we reconnected and talked about how we could help each other, and some wonderful things came out of that.
Well, that's great. How many times have you and I both heard this year someone say, I'm working twice as hard for the same or less money?
Oh, twice as hard, three times as hard, four times as hard.
Yeah,
yeah, because
yeah.
The money sometimes isn't there at all, but when it is, it's a smaller piece of the pie.
Well, and you can't really think about all that this year and the survival thing this year without giving some value to where the work that we're doing, how the work we're doing this year, we expect it to reap dividends in the future, right?
Well, right, and it's just like in sales, what I've always believed, that the activity, once you agree on what your successful activity will be, you need to ramp it up and measure that and know if you continue with that activity, you will get the results. And too many companies just focus on the results, like how many more clients am I going to get, what's my increase in revenue and profit and
right.
all that. But they don't back it up and take a look, what do I need to be doing to get there? And so the activities are misplaced, and I think that's a lot of what's been happening.
Right, no question about it. Well, one of the things I know you've been working on a lot lately as part of your ramping up, as part of your increased activity, has been using social media in your strategy, haven't you?
That's right.
So tell us about it. Now, you and I are kindred spirits, I think, in terms of how we look at social media. I look at it with a critical eye. I actually call myself the social media heretic. I'm a true believer who doesn't like the status quo, especially for small businesses. But and I've got some ideas about that, which I'll talk about a little bit later on. But tell us what you've been doing with social media.
I had to take a look at it, Jim, because first when all this started, I mean, I've been on LinkedIn for a long time, but when the other sites really came to the fore, like Twitter and Facebook, I said, what in the heck is going on here, and how can I spend all this time on social media? So I had to step back and say, what's my strategy? How am I going to use it, if at all?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did first. And then, you know, like I am known as a contrarian, so I'll talk about things, and when I'm speaking at sales meetings and sales events, I tell people you may hear things that are different than the way you're currently working, the way your boss
right.
tells you to work, anything, you know, the way what you've heard. But here's my point of view. And so my point of view around social media is, first of all, I mean, you have to have a strategy. But beyond that, you know, I look at what some people are doing, and I think it's gotten way out of hand. And I actually did a blog last month called Put the Social Back in Social Media, because we need to take a look at small businesses about why people buy from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're a commodity, people say, oh, yeah, you can get great leads with social media. You can sell things with social media, and they have all these results. Well, I think, yeah, maybe if you have a commodity business, but there's a lot of social media experts out there. I'm not
right.
one of those. I have a point
yeah.
of view about it.
Hold on to that thought, Joanne. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to, Joanne, continue that thought when we come back after these messages. This is new. Folks, this is the kind of stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else because Joanne's pretty unique. 2012, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. You can find archives, articles, answers to questions. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our 1,500-plus Brain Trust members. It's the largest community of small business experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Joanne Black is with us. She's our good friend. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. We're talking about how to make some sense of selling and prospecting and getting referrals and blending all that all into this craze that's called social media. Now, Joanne, I'm telling people that social media may be a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going away. What do you think?
Oh, it's not going away. But here's the thing. I used to say before yesterday that social media was great for three things. I think it's terrific for search engine optimization. So when we write, we need to make sure to have our keywords or keyword phrases in there. That's one. Two, it's terrific for finding out who people are, so you get their background. Before I meet with anybody, I now go into LinkedIn, I put their name in, I find out about who their background, who they know, where they went to school, what some of their hobbies were, and I always find connections. Because my business is referral business, I've been referred to them, they know me anyhow, but this gives me another dimension of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And the third reason is to find out, again, who they know. I met a vice president of a global company at their huge meeting I was speaking at, because I connected with him through social media. I never would have met him otherwise. Now, I said till yesterday, I said those were the three reasons. I now have a fourth, because I'm using social media to create a discussion so I can do a bit of informal research. I've asked the question, and I want some answers, and I'm going to use that then to broaden my perspective of a certain topic. You can
right.
really use it for that kind of research. I think it has phenomenal benefits.
And are you doing that on LinkedIn, on Facebook, or Twitter? How are you doing it?
I'm doing that on LinkedIn because I work specifically with people in sales, and obviously
professionals. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so small business owners.
LinkedIn is more of a professional. It's more of a business platform than Facebook is, and Twitter. And Twitter, you can do some of that on Twitter, but not as much. So what do you? So that's a great way to use social media for reaching out to people, especially for reaching out to people you don't know, right?
No. I'm going to say, no, it's not for reaching out for people you don't know, but it's for finding people who you want to meet and then finding your connection.
So what's the difference in those two? Let me give you an example. A friend of mine who's a branding expert was recently received a post, I guess on LinkedIn, I don't remember, from a mutual friend, a friend of hers, who said that he knew someone, a company, who was looking for a branding expert. And so she followed up on it, And she's just a one-man shop and one-person shop. And she went up. She contacted the company, and she went up against some big houses. And she got the business. It's going to be a seven-figure transaction, all because she, through this connection, she met some people that she didn't know otherwise. I mean, it was a great prospecting tool for her. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think there's a fine line. So that's an interesting example of somebody put out that there was this company looking for someone, and she knew that person. Or
it was like an informal RFP, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way of putting it, Jim. But what happens, a lot of people depend totally on social media to build their business.
That's the problem. You can't do that.
No.
I'm not saying that neither is she. The thing is, it's either or. It's not either or. It's both and, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so social media, the experts will tell you that the purpose of social media is to start a conversation, to start to build connections. And it's not about selling. And this is the mistake a lot of people make.
Yep.
You know,
it's not about selling. It's about connecting. But it's also about serving, isn't it? I mean, isn't part of the connection that we're finding in social media, isn't it about serving and contributing to the conversation?
Absolutely. You have to do that first.
In other words, you have to show, and this is all part of, this is what I call, obviously, it's called adding value to the community, but when you're willing to serve a community, that demonstrates your values, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's how you get known. People say, oh, that person's solid. They've given me good opinions. They've contributed to the discussion without promoting themselves. And then people take notice, and you start to build relationships, especially joining groups. So I'm in, maybe half a dozen groups on LinkedIn.
Right.
And they're all related to my business. They're all salespeople or sales executives.
How much time do you spend with those groups, though? Isn't part of the argument against social media is it takes too much time and you wind up spending a lot of time looking at a computer instead of out pressing the flesh and making phone calls?
Well, that's the trap. So it's like anything else in business. You need to decide how much time you're going to spend and when. So it's not in prime business time. And it's like anything else in the computer. You start to research something. It could be a vacuum cleaner, or it could be something for your kids. You could spend, oh, that's interesting, and you click that, and you go to another page, and 2 hours later you surface, right? It doesn't have to be for business. So, it's about...
Hold on to that thought, Joanne. This is fascinating stuff with our good friend Joanne Black. She's giving us some real rubber meets the road kind of stuff, folks, that you're not going to get from some starry-eyed social media expert. Only a real marketplace professional could give you this information, like our good friend Joanne Black. Quick break, Tintail, stay with us. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Barbara Lewis bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. One of the classics, one of my favorites. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanne Black's with us. She's still hanging out with us and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Joanne, we need to know how to find your book, No More Cold Calling, and also how to find you online and find out what all the things you're doing.
Go to nomorecoldcalling.com, NOMORECOLDCALLING, and I have a blog with my newsletter. Sign up for my newsletters. It's once a month and some contrarian views.
Well, that's what we like about Joanne. She's a contrarian like me, and we're birds of a feather, Joanne. So we're talking about the social media. How much social media to I like the idea of budgeting time for social media. And you can do it if you want to, right? You can say, okay, I'm going to take 1 hour. I'm going to, between 5 and 6 at night or 6 and 7 in the morning or something. I'll take 1 hour. And people get used to knowing that that's when you're going to do it, and then they don't expect you to respond any other time, don't they?
Well, exactly. I mean, we budget time, we budget money, we budget everything in our businesses. So this is just an added activity. And you don't have to do it every day. I'm not doing this every day. Sometimes
one of the things, Joanne, that I want to ask you about this is the heretic in me. I don't even like the term social media. It doesn't mean what I think it should mean. I think it's an unfortunate term for business owners to contemplate as they think about engaging in it. I prefer to call it building online customer communities. And I think that's a better term for small for businesses to think about, because social is not something that people think of fondly in business, and media is technology. So what's wrong? What do you think about not, I'm not saying we don't say social media, because that's pretty handy, but think of it in terms of online customer communities. What do you think?
I like that. In fact, one of my new presentations is put the social back in social media.
Yeah.
Because what's happened is people get so involved in social media, and I call it hiding behind the technology curtain. Mm-hmm. And you see this all the time. You see people in the same offices emailing you. They're texting. People aren't talking to each other. And we
right.
know in sales, in business, we've known this for years. I mean, people do business with people they know, like, and trust, period, end of story. So social media is good for the four reasons that I mentioned. And then we have to pick up the phone and actually talk to people.
I do that all the time. And I know some people resist it a little bit. And some people, you know, they said, just email me. And I do that. I follow their instructions, and I email them or whatever we do. But from time to time, I just pick up the phone and call them. Or I'll email them and say, hey, you got time for a quick call? And when they say they can, then I call them, and we talk for a while. I just think, you know, there's so many virtual relationships these days. I introduced a guy to somehow I've forgotten what happened, but he had a virtual assistant that he'd worked with for 5 years, and somehow the three of us were on the phone, and he told me that was the first time he'd ever heard her voice.
Oh, really?
That's preposterous to me. You know, I don't understand that at all.
Well, yeah, and I talk to people all the time, and I think we've gotten in the habit of talking to people, and when you talk to people, you get so much more information and more insight, and you get a connection you never get virtually.
Right. What about taking it the next step and going face-to-face? I had a customer that I did business with for years. I'd emailed him several proposals, and he'd accepted every one of them. But I had a big one that I wanted him to look at. He said, just email it to me. And I said, no. I said, Steve, I want to come to see you. He said, if you think it's important. And so I took the time and the expense to travel to see him. And when I got through, he said, you know, if you hadn't come here today, I wouldn't have accepted this proposal over the Internet.
You're absolutely right. In fact, there was some great contests and research about how face-to-face really builds sales. And we've gotten out of the habit. I'm not saying, you know, hop on a plane for every single person, but if it's important enough, there is nothing mm-hmm. like being face-to-face. Doesn't matter where you are in the world.
Yeah. It's really a way. And the beauty is, in today's world, we don't have to be face-to-face every time. We can do things more efficiently. But the key is to have the right blend, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you need to know when to get on the plane, when to pick up the phone, and when to use technology to support your business.
Right. And different generations want it different ways, don't they?
Well, yes and no. So, I mean, there's a lot of research about, you know, the ages that people are using social media. And a lot of it is in the, like, you know, 35 to 55 age range. It's not always the 20.
No, what I mean is the younger people are more likely to want you to text them than they are to call them. Hey,
yeah,
Joanne, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website quickly one more time.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
That's the title of the book, too. Hey, Joanne, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.